Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Before, we had the name of Daily Jewish Stories. Today's story is in honor of the Rebbetzin Chaya Mushka Schneerson, whose yahrzeit is today, the 22nd day of the month of Shvat. One day, a delivery boy came to the door. He was working for the grocery store in town, and he came with a delivery of groceries to the Schneerson's house, to the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin, the Rebbe of Chabad. And he knocked on the door, and the Rebbetzin opened the door. And the boy said, "Rebbetzin, I have a question." And the Rebbetzin, of course, said yes. And perhaps you also invited him in for cookies and milk or something similar to that. She was a great Machneses Orchim. And he said, "Rebbetzin, I was wondering, what is the Rebbe's favorite tefillah, his favorite prayer?" And the Rebbetzin said, "I don't know, but I'll ask him." So the next time that this delivery boy came to the Schneerson's house, he asked again. And the Rebbetzin said, "I found out. I asked the Rebbe, and he said that his favorite tefillah, his favorite prayer is Moda Ani." And therefore, from then on, this little boy, the rest of his life, and I believe he's still living, may live for many, many more years, also decided that this would be his favorite prayer too. Now, why is it such a wonderful thing that the Rebbe's favorite prayer is Moda Ani, and that this little boy accepted also that this was his favorite prayer? Because this way we start off in a great way. Right away in the morning, as soon as we get up, as soon as we even wake up, our eyes are open and we're awake, or maybe our eyes are even still closed, but we're awake, and we say Moda Ani, and it's our favorite prayer. Oh, we say it with all of our heart. And this will definitely help us that the next prayer that we say should also be a lot of energy and simcha, and the next prayer, and the next prayer, and so too throughout the day. And this definitely will bring Mashiach quicker. And as a matter of fact, praying for Mashiach to come is a very important part. You see, in the Rambam's book of Mishneh Torah, he discusses all of the laws of the Torah, all of the laws of Torah Shabbat Peh, every single topic. And he also discusses, of course, the laws of Paraduma, the red calf. And in the middle of the laws of Paraduma, as the Rambam is explaining, that there were 9 Paradumas so far in Jewish history, beginning with the one that Moshe made. And the 10th one will be through Mashiach. And as soon as the Rambam writes those words, he also writes a tefillah, that it may be Hashem's will, that it should come quickly. And so we see that one of the halachas of Mashiach is that when we hear about Mashiach, or we happen to encounter a law about Mashiach or something similar, it should make us feel that we really want Mashiach to come now. And that's why the Rambam explains this by just in a place which is not really about Mashiach. It's about the Paraduma, which is not particularly about Mashiach, but nevertheless, right there, as the Rambam mentioned that the 10th one will be through Mashiach, he right away takes a quick stop and he inserts a tefillah that Mashiach should come very quickly. And this is a tremendous lesson for us too, that the idea of Mashiach coming quickly should really be in the back of our mind all the time. And it may get woken up at any time during the day. We might have a thought or have an event in which we are reminded, and right away we should feel, oh, we want Mashiach to come immediately. And this will help Mashiach to come quicker. And so I want to wish everybody a lot of success in each one of us doing our job, because all of us are needed to try to bring Mashiach quicker. And who knows, it could be your next good thought, good word, or good deed. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More, formerly Jewish Daily Story. Have a wonderful day.